you believe it, the 24th is upon us. First full week of fall 2012. Have a whole week to discuss the events of the day, the people of the day, the top stories. Jennifer Horn and Doug are here with the things you need to know that may not be the necessary headlines everywhere else. Although I will tell you, Jennifer, that I'm being sort of interested in, and I think a lot of people might be, in not necessarily the politics of who's what this guy says and that guy says, but the side issues like undecided voters. There was a story that hasn't done particularly well for the obvious reasons of the bias in the news media, the general news media. The polls and how they are skewed and how they're reported upon, the study done by one of those, you know, whatever group for the public interest, that's like 900 of them, suggests that the news media has taken the results of the polls in the last week or 10 days and skewed them, and the headlines are really what people look at, sadly enough. A lot of people
The news media skewed something?
I'm sorry. Did I hurt your sensitivity? Something wrong?
This is nonsense.
I know. It is nonsense. So here's the story. And by the way, everybody's always welcome to give us their 2 cents worth, 3 cents worth, even a nickel if you'd like to spend that much time. You have something worthwhile to say. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. And we'll see what's working on the various social media sites in a few minutes here on Good Day. At any rate, my point in bringing our attention around to thinking about the polls is because the decided voters, this was the not part of the headline story when you saw over the weekend in a couple of papers, there were a number of them actually, but remember, media is consolidated. Most of the newspapers are owned by three companies in the country, so you get whatever the skew is that they want you to have. One of the problems in the powerful concentration of ownership in the media. So the polls that last week showed that Mr. Obama was ahead were, certain polls did show that. The polls, however, were of voters who were decided. If you put the undecided voters into the mix, Obama doesn't win. And so I just wanted to point that out as I was talking to somebody this weekend, as a matter of fact, who said that she was going to vote for sure come November. She just didn't know. She didn't have a clue about for whom the vote would be cast. And even though she is not in the majority, there are a lot of people who are trying to get her vote, at least two or three people trying to get her vote anyway, and a lot of people working those crowds. Those are the people who will determine, and they don't, many of them know still who they're going to vote for. Thus, the polls are inaccurate. If you're taking those who have made up their mind versus those who are likely voters, Obama wins the first one at the moment and doesn't win the second one even closely. I mean, we're talking about 3 or 4 points. I suppose that's close, right? 4 or 5 points.
It's close.
The people truly up for grabs, and I wonder if any of you are like that. Jennifer's not, and I'm not.
And they also have to be in certain states, I think.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
An undecided voter in Ohio is much more valuable than an undecided voter in California.
Right. I was talking to my friend Tony, who's in Tiffin, Ohio, last night, and we were talking about this, as a matter of fact, and how it is Ohio going to win it for the Republicans or win it for the Democrats?
What is his feeling as a man on the ground?
Well, he feels the same as you and I do in terms of who to vote for, but it's perplexing because there are a lot of people who in the cities, Cleveland especially. I don't think Columbus necessarily. We go down to, and I'm not even sure about Cincinnati. No, I'm pretty sure Cincinnati won't go that way. We get into some of the areas. The Northwest, the Toledo, Chicago, I'm sorry, Cleveland groups are more likely to go for Obama. And then you get into the heartland and south of that in southern Ohio, liable to go the other way. So Ohio still is a toss-up, as are 4 or 5 others for sure. And the voters in those states, according to the pollsters, are persuadable. So you're going to see millions and millions and millions of dollars to try to convince those people, about 6% of the 6% of the voters in those states are undecided. So you wait, those people who are in Ohio listening to this program, the ads, you're hearing them now even.
Yeah, pretty much name your price.
Yeah, right, exactly. I wish I was running, well, actually, I am running a radio station in Ohio. Take that back. Anyway, the essence of all of this is, I think, you know, small town voters in these states, at, especially, I'm looking at a quote from a guy who lives in Lebanon, Indiana, who voted for Obama in 2008, but says both candidates this year strike her as true politicians, and I'm down on politicians, and I'm down on Washington, as are most voters.
I think a lot of people
in this country. So I just thought that that was worthy of our consideration. Hopefully you think it is too. 800-510-8255. That's what the whole thing is all about, is trying to figure out what it is that makes you attentive to our conversations. In a moment, the Nazis surface in Philadelphia. I'm betting that'll keep a few people interested in what's going on. Here's something else pretty interesting. These teeth whiteners I've been talking about, the intense interest in this, and the way that one uses power swabs is really kind of a cool thing. There are a number of steps. I haven't have used these, and I'm looking at, there are actually two different ways, Jennifer, of using them. There's the first time when you're using these power strips. You use them once a day for probably a week. And then after that, you maintain once a week the usage of the stain-out swab. That's what one of the, in the power swab box, you'll see the stain-out swab. It's pretty specific about what it tells you. And it's not a complicated way of doing this at all. It just works, and it's cool because it's so well thought out and doesn't involve anything that these contraptions you stick in your mouth and
you
leave
drool
them there
all over yourself.
That's true. And I'd forgotten about that when I tried.
Oh my gosh. For 30 minutes, you're
yeah, right. Yeah. Not so, not necessary with the power swabs. Here's what you do. Call 800. You got a number? I mean, a pencil, write this number down? All right, good. 800-865-7602. Call that number now. Order the power swabs. Try this whitening system for your teeth that actually removes the stains from your teeth without this caustic stuff that Jennifer and I were just talking about. You want your teeth to stay whiter longer, right? That's the best part of power swabs. This stuff works quickly and lasts for a long time. Maintain it once you get them cleaned up. Swab your teeth for 2 minutes, and your teeth are whiter in five. That's the combination. That's the stroke of genius that are power swabs. They work on all teeth, regular teeth, your real teeth, the bonded ones, veneers, caps, crowns, you name it. They work. Power swabs. 800-865-7602. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes or your money back. Risk-free power swabs. Call them now while you're thinking about it. 800-865-7602.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And print it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i. It's a whole new species of gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
All right, hello. Monday morning, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Germany.
Da.
Has launched.
Oh, no, that's Russia.
Yeah, that's Russia. Right.
Okay, Germany.
Ja.
Farfiknugen.
Anyway, war crimes investigation being launched against an 87-year-old guy who lives in Philadelphia. Apparently, this fellow has served as a Nazi. Or a Nazi, depending on your where you're from, your whereabouts. He was a Nazi guard at the Auschwitz death camp. Hmm. Johann Breyer, Hans, known to his friends as Hans, a retired toolmaker, admits that he was an SS guard, but claims he was stationed outside the facility and had nothing to do with the 1.5 million Jews that were slaughtered at that camp. The German Office for Investigating Nazi War Crimes has recommended that prosecutors charge this guy, Mr. Breyer, with accessory to murder. They want him extradited to Germany so he can be tried on suspicion of involvement in the killing of at least 344,000 Jews. Germany's investigation follows years of failed attempts by the U.S. Justice Department to get Mr. Breyer stripped of his U.S. citizenship and deported. I'm remembering a similar case with a guy named... I never could pronounce him right. Demonjic. Demonjic. He was, when I was on the air in Cleveland many years ago, it surfaced during that time, and I'm saying many years ago, I'm talking about 25 or more years ago. He was a, it seemed to me he worked in a General Motors plant there, or an automobile plant, if I'm not mistaken. Same thing with him, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. And they didn't get him until he was like 94 years old. I remember how, and this is, again, back to the news media wanting to create a memory in your mind. So pictures of this guy in a wheelchair, wheeled off to the airport to be put on a plane.
I've seen those pictures.
I think he died, anyway, shortly thereafter. John DeMondre.
Did you opt out, though? That's my question. I mean, or did the government force you to do this?
Well, I mean, you didn't voluntarily. Either you did what they told you to do or they shot you.
Right.
And but then there were those who remember the glee with some of the Nazis, the way they executed mm-hmm. other human beings, especially if they were Jewish, the way Hitler got into everybody's head about that. It's really pretty disturbing. As are the videos of, there's this policeman who shot a guy in a wheelchair over the weekend. He was a one-arm, one-leg guy, a veteran or something, and the policeman says he attacked him, so he shot him. Now, you talk about bad press. Oof. Okay, so food for thought here. Lots of that in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Doug going through the top stories of the day from our perspective. 21 after the hour.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The Cleveland Browns have a new owner, billionaire Jimmy Haslam, and he says he's considering adding a roof to Cleveland Browns Stadium. And today God said, good, I can't watch anymore. Okay, just close. I can't. The Cleveland Browns adding a roof? How about adding some points to the scoreboard first? Try that.
Yeah.
Try then the roof comes later.
You guys, I saw that Legoland just opened up in its first theme park in Asia. Yeah, Legoland, because if there's one thing kids in Asia want to do, it's build more stuff. Hey, son, how was work? You want to go build something? All right, go ahead.
That was a little fella.
That's right, Asia's first Legoland theme park. Of course, it took a long time to finish construction because they were missing that little red brick with 4 nubs. You know that one that's very hard? I saw it here somewhere.
The television as we know it was invented by a...
Please, may I introduce this? That would be much better. Okay, so first of all, Jimmy Fallon wasn't funny. Jay Leno was...
It wasn't Jimmy Fallon, it was Jimmy... Oh, you mean this time?
I just
I thought you meant the Emmys. Okay.
Right. Well, we're trying to get Jimmy sort of Fallon things organized here.
I know.
All right, so from the late night, a few excerpts of late night comedy shows, Friday, a little smile there. We now go to the Primetime Emmy Awards, and the host was Jimmy Kimmel, who seemed to be... In he's desirable, sought after.
For the they didn't let
thing.
Him do a whole lot, though, at the end.
Well, that's because they're too interested in listening to... Yeah, exactly. The whole thing was a snooze fest, as most of these award shows are. You expect the best and don't get it. So, anyway, having mentioned that Kimmy Jimmel was the host of the Emmy Awards, here he is laughing about a couple of things, and then we'll listen to at least one of the acceptance speeches. Go ahead.
The television as we know it was invented by a 14-year-old Idaho farm boy named Philo T. Farnsworth, who was plowing a wheat field, this is true, in rows of parallel lines, and it occurred to Philo that an image could also be sliced into rows of parallel lines, and he patented that invention, and now, thanks to Philo T. Farnsworth, we have Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. So, nice job, dumbass. I will admit that Downton Abbey is an amazing show. There's so much meticulous attention to detail. Really. It's not the kind of show I typically watch, but it really gives you a sense of what it must have been like to grow up in Mitt Romney's house. Being a Republican in Hollywood is like being a Chick-fil-A sandwich on the snack table at Glee.
That's a good line. 800-510-8255. Okay, so one of the winners was Kevin Costner, who appeared in that TV miniseries called Hatfield and McCoys. He kind of rambles on in his acceptance speech.
He does.
This didn't really figure to happen. In fact, we had to go all the way to Romania to film this very American story. I'd like to thank that film community for helping us in Bucharest. So, I'd also like to thank We don't have a lot of time, but Leslie Gripe for being that old dog kind of producer who hung on for 25 years only to see his movie made, to Nancy Dubuque, who's a woman of her word.
All right, to a so cast and crew. Jennifer, give us a recap of you'd be more interesting to listen to all this drivel of
it's
who
kind
won
of a
some
snooze
of this
fest.
Stuff.
Well, yeah. You know, I can break it down for you really easily. It was either Homeland or it was Modern Family.
Really?
The comedy awards, almost all of them went to Modern Family. Eric Stone Street got supporting actor, supporting actress went to Julie Bowen, and then they also won best comedy. Homeland was best drama, and Claire Danes won for best actress, and also the male actor Damian Lewis won for that show as well.
Mm-hmm.
Julianne Moore won for her portrayal of Sarah Palin in Game Changer. Also, Louis C.K., who I don't know much about, picked up a couple of awards last night, too, as well.
I see that. All right, so John Cryer won for Best Comedy Series Actor.
Right.
And Julie Louis-Dreyfus won for Best
for
Comedy
female.
Series Actress
mm-hmm.
for The Veep,
for Veep
on HBO. Eric Stone Street for Modern Family, sort of corroborating what you just said. They took away a number of awards. And so other than that, Downton Abbey, the reference a few minutes ago, Dame Maggie Smith won for Best Supporting, Best Actress in a Drama Series. So those were some of the Emmy winners last night.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. While the idea of a volunteer vacation might make you think of exotic places like Africa or Asia, the fact is you don't have to travel that far to get a great volunteer vacation experience. There are plenty of worthwhile volunteerism experiences all around the U.S. Any horse enthusiast will want to check out the Florida-based Naples Equestrian Challenge. This nonprofit program brings together therapy horses with special needs children and adults. And if you're only in town for a short while, the Ritz-Carlton in Naples has partnered up with the program so guests can help volunteer at the stables just for a day. Or if you're thinking of a Las Vegas vacation, bypass Sin City and head instead to Reno for the Nevada Bird Habitat Project. Volunteers help with the restoration of songbird habitats to help protect the local species. In Wisconsin, there's a very cool program called the Driftless Folk School, which teaches all the skills associated with sustainable living. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Welcome back to the rest of the story. Here's the next chapter in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
After a lifetime of waiting, Kenneth and Kim had their retirement trip to Italy at last. Their guide brought them to Trevi Fountain and told them the legend. With your back to the fountain, toss coins in the pond. Toss one, you'll return to Rome. Toss two, you'll fall in love. Toss three, you'll fall in love with Rome. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit travelguard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
I'm Dan Kelly, owner of Go Time Fitness. I'm always trying to stay top of mind with my customers, and Constant Contact has the tools to help me do that. They make it so easy. So when my daughters started a business of their own, Constant Contact was the best advice I could give them.
Dad, we're nine. It's a lemonade stand.
Never too early to start.
From deals to events, social to email, Constant Contact can help you grow your business. Find a solution that's right for you at ConstantContact.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home, and Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
This Monday, September 24th, is 33 minutes past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, who has some, I don't know if when we bring up the names of people in the news, like Gwyneth Paltrow and Cameron Diaz and Sharon Stone, mm-hmm. There's always kind of a little gossip attached to it for one reason or another. So we have some gossip in a few minutes. Not sure whether this would be considered gossip or not. There's a fellow talk host, does political talk program, been around for a long time. His name is Mike Gallagher. And he has a new book. And the only reason that I would bring it up, I'm not interested in promoting the book. I don't really care about the book. I like
it's not
Mike.
The story, though. Guy. I know where you're going with this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's Mike Gallagher, who writes a book, 50 Things Liberals Love to Hate. It's more of the same garbola that's been written by a lot of these guys for years. And it's the same, it's just the same old, same old. And having said that, and again acknowledging that I like Mike, this isn't really about his book. It's about the wake, the aftermath. Aftermath? Afterpath? Well, it's something that kind of bugs me a little bit. Mike said that Facebook has refused to sell him advertising for his book, again, the title, 50 Things Liberals Love to Hate, because the title of the book contains the word hate. Gallagher said he found out that Facebook rejected an ad for the book. I think he was on one of the Fox shows. He does commentary on some of the Fox TV shows. Simon & Schuster, good publisher, is the group that is putting the book out. They were going to put banner ads on Facebook. Facebook told Simon & Schuster, we won't accept the ad because it has the word hate in the title. Now, I'm one who doesn't like that word either. I don't like lie. I don't like, there's a lot of words, well, some words anyway, that I find to be difficult. Anyway, the publisher, I thought this was pretty funny. The publisher asked Facebook whether having the word hate would disqualify any book. For example, if you and I wrote a book called I Hate Broccoli, Would they not?
I don't. It would be a lie.
Yeah, well, okay. But, so what about, I hate milk. That would be not true for me. I hate, like, you get the drift.
I get the drift.
Yeah, exactly. So, what do you think this all amounts to? 800-510-8255. Facebook said, quote, we've gotten some complaints from people who don't like the title of Mike's new book. Okay, so is their policy detrimental to the well-being of the country? Probably not. Is it their right as a private company to do what they want? Well, they aren't really anymore. They're a public company. Is this good? See, the way I look at it, this is good for Gallagher. He should thank them, and maybe there's, for all anybody knows, maybe there's a whole thing behind the scenes. Who knows what the real facts are to this? The truth is that a lot of people that are talking about this, whether Facebook played into it intentionally or unintentionally, whether they really have a policy that suggests that they won't promote any books or anything that has hate in the title, all of that doesn't really make any difference at this point, because the news media has picked up on this, especially certain segments of the news media, and they have helped him. I would never have paid any attention. I don't know what Mike's writing, and I don't care, because it's more of the same drivel. It's all these people that write all of these things about liberals and conservatives. It's the same crap over and over and over and over again. So you want to not like the liberals? Welcome to it. You want to not like the conservatives? You're welcome to it. But to expect that there's any genius in Mike's book is folly. But the fact that the book probably wouldn't have sold, maybe it would have sold, I mean, his listeners go buy it, maybe a couple hundred thousand copies. I don't know. I don't know anything about how his books have sold in the past. I know what the basic theme is for his book and all the others who write books. It's the same old stuff. So,
the thing is, I just don't, I think the bigger issue is just the censorship issue. I mean,
but they're free to do what they want.
Exactly.
It's a company
Facebook
that,
can,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't have a requirement.
Say no to anything. Mm-hmm. Right. Is it their smartest move because their stock prices stink? Probably
well,
not.
I don't, but you know what? I think it's a brilliant move, and I think that it's pretty, I mean, you could even make a case that it was planned. They knew it ahead of time. So let's create a book that has hate in it. For a title. I mean, the people at Simon Schuster are capable of that. And Mike is, too. So, what? He says it's unbelievable they won't take my money. He doesn't have to spend a penny. Most of the news outlets are carrying some sort of a twist on this. And there'll be other talk radio hosts who glom onto this. And they'll do the same drum beat. And so he'll sell probably twice as many, maybe three times as many copies of this book as he would have under any other circumstance. Anybody agree or disagree with that? 800-510-8255. I think it's fascinating how these things come to play. You know what else is fascinating?
What's that?
The attention given to pandas.
Like panda pandas?
Well, this last week, you'd think... somebody had discovered the cure for cancer. Every news outlet in the world focusing on this newborn giant panda in the National Zoo in Washington. Like Christ had come back to the planet.
Well, because they're endangered, aren't they?
Well, yeah, they are. And they're now more endangered because that poor little panda died.
Oh, the one that just was born?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened to him?
Well, I don't know. As near as I can figure, the zookeepers heard sounds of distress from his mother, and they went in and got the cub, but the cub died.
Poor baby.
Cause unknown. The cub appeared to be in good condition. There were no outward signs of trauma or infection. The mother's had five failed pregnancies. I mean, this is like more attention given to this thing than the first test tube baby. Yeah, they're cute. And yeah, they're endangered. But, sorry.
The panda's not your favorite?
Why, you know, why aren't the headlines, one of my cows died this past weekend?
Is that true?
Yeah, actually it is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But there's no headlines.
Do you get sad when they die?
Do I get sad when they die?
Yeah.
I do. I got more sad because I sold 30 or so cows this weekend, and I just don't like doing that.
And that means they go to the...
Well, it means that they go... No, but they'll go through... They're good cows, so they'll milk for their normal life. And then, yeah, unless I can follow them and buy them back again, you know, they'll stay in the system, the normal system. And that means that they don't have a pleasant demise. Anyway, I just... I'm flabbergasted at the attention that these pandas get. Really. It's always been. 'Twas ever thus since the first one came here. And I'm not going to overcook this. I think I've said my piece. And so, with that, 800-510-8255. Jennifer, the saga on our social media is what? Where are we and what's trending this morning?
Trending this morning is all of the stuff on the Emmys last night. People are talking about the fashions. Yeah. Julie Bowen actually was trending because of her bright yellow, almost neon dress, which I really liked. A lot of people said that it's too bright, but I kind of liked that one. Yeah. Also on Yahoo Trending today, Dancing with the Stars. The big premiere is tonight for their celebrity season. Gwen Stefani trending also this morning because she's got a new album coming out. She said her new solo records were never meant to be taken seriously, but she's found a lot of success doing that, doing her own solo
album. The Panda Story is trending. I'm just looking at one of them.
Also, the Panda Story is trending. Barack Obama is trending this morning. He's got a new tax offensive coming up against Romney this week. Can't wait.
Yeah, right.
And Mumford & Sons is also trending.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what are we? What has the Doug Steffen crew had to add or contribute to our own sources and forces at Twitter and Facebook?
Are you trying to say that the Doug Steffen crew contributes anything over the weekend?
I think from Friday we went out all asleep at the switch.
Yeah. The question on Friday was actually, do you have recurring dreams? And if you do, what are they? And what are they usually about? Colleen said, I dream a couple of times per year that I'm flying and that I begin falling. I have that one all the time.
Yeah, that's important.
I've been told that that's because she's afraid of losing control, and that's her mind's way of saying, let it go.
Yes.
And she said she sees truth behind that. Patrick said, being stuck in Jurassic Park. That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Stacy said, when I was 10, I had the same dream at least 3 to 4 nights a week. The Japanese soldiers were in my neighborhood going through homes, and I always went out the back door and hid, or tried leaving the block I lived on, and all around were trucks of them driving looking for her. She had to stop watching John Wayne movies for a while, she said. Adam said, I usually dream about being at an airport at least once per night. That's interesting. Uh-huh. And he's also dreamt multiple times about a large city. Interesting. John says he has recurring dreams about people asking me about recurring dreams on Facebook. He's such a smarty pants. Bill said he has recurring dreams about the boomer broths.
Really? Save that for when they visit with us later today, will you?
They're going to love it, I know. Wow. So there you go. You can chime in on your recurring dreams to facebook.com/Good Day Show.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. Gwyneth Paltrow, Cameron Diaz, Sharon Stone in the focus of Jennifer. Plus, I have some thoughts about the Chicago teachers' strike, which is over. Also, did you know that we are poised to hand over another couple of hundred million bucks to a solar panel startup company? Yes, the same type of company that managed to squander $500 million of your tax dollars. Why isn't this an election issue? Would be a question at 15 before the hour.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring with high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-580-6380 to get your free copy now. 800-580-6380. 800-580-6380.
Hey fans, Exogen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exogen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
All right, green jobs for veterans.com. What an amazing idea, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Green jobs for veterans.com. If you're a veteran and you're looking for a job, go right now to green jobs for veterans.com. All right? Green jobs for veterans.com. The veteran actresses Gwyneth Paltrow, say it again, Doug, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Cameron Diaz have become best friends.
They're besties.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
there's something about the two of them that you could see that sort of
similar absolutely.
Style.
I think so. Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow and Madonna were best friends. Mm-hmm. And Us Weekly is reporting that Gwyneth is kind of done with Madonna because it's always about Madonna. Everything revolves around her.
Mm-hmm.
So she's been friends with Cameron for a while, and she's decided that Cameron has been upgraded to BFF status.
Really?
And one of the reasons why, apparently Gwyneth Paltrow likes the project, and reports are that Cameron Diaz doesn't like being single, so Gwyneth is going to help fix her up and find her a man.
Not that she wants to be married, she just doesn't want to be single.
Right.
Doesn't like being by herself. If you watch her track record with men, you can sort of figure that out. All right, so there you go. And what's the problem with Sharon Stone?
Oh, Sharon Stone was, she was sick over the weekend in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
She experienced some severe headaches, and so she was taken to the hospital right away because she had a brain aneurysm in 2001.
Yeah, I remember that.
But she was okay. She got a clean bill of health. So just a strange headache, I guess.
All right. How does this start your day? I don't have time for my thoughts on the teacher strike, so I'm going to give you something for you to think about. A itsy bitsy tiny solar company named Solo Power is going to start production at a U.S. factory this week, a major step toward getting it a $197 million government loan guarantee awarded under the same program that supported the failed solar company Solyndra. So how do you feel? Why isn't this an issue in the campaign? Why would we put another couple of $100 million into something that didn't work when we put $500 million into it last year? That's a good question, don't you think?
Yep.
We ought to be thinking about that a little bit. 51 after on the Good Day program.
made his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a 1-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
After the hour on the Doug Stanford Good Day Monday program, Jennifer and I going through now some of the technology news from the weekend, things that may help you live your life better. Shelley Palmer is our reporter, and here today he talks about a Facebook cleanse, a way to drastically reduce the number of your Facebook friends. So that's a good place for us to start. We go there in just a moment here on Good Day.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Amberen. Amberen is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-581-9496. That's 1-800-581-9496.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, I was thinking about a juice cleanse. Everyone's doing them. They're all the rage. Of course, my doctor talked me out of it, but it got me thinking about other kinds of healthy cleanses, and that's when I decided to do a Facebook cleanse. What's a Facebook cleanse? Well, there are several different protocols, and the one I'm thinking about is really quite simple. I'm going to post a message to my personal profile that says, I'm doing a Facebook cleanse. Like or comment here if you want to remain my Facebook friend. If people don't like the post or comment, I'm going to unfriend them. The goal is to achieve under 250 Facebook friends. Why? The result should be a very small group of people who I really care about and who really care about me. This isn't a very common practice on Facebook, but maybe it should be. Fingers crossed for no backlash. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear, but we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
If you're a small business owner, you've probably made personal sacrifices for your business. Man, isn't that the case with most of us? Here's some more info, more input on that from Kendra Johansson.
A recent study of small business owners across the country found that owning a small business trumps other stresses. Small business expert and USA Today columnist Steve Strauss.
According to the May 2012 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, owning a small business is three times more stressful than raising children. Small business owners routinely give up personal time, physical fitness, and other personal priorities just to keep up with business demands.
Strauss says that despite the stress, small business owners are optimistic about the future.
When asked about the next 12 months, 61% of small business owners said they anticipate seeing an increase in revenue, and nearly a third of those respondents are planning on expanding their workforce over the next year. So small business owners remain committed to sustaining and growing their enterprises.
For more, go to ahead.bankofamerica.com. That's Newsbreak from Bank of America, member FDIC.
Delivering quality, high-performing products that can help you improve your everyday experience if you're a shopper, P&G's innovative program is back to help you out. Bobby Owens has some more for you to think about.
After two successful years, P&G's Have You Tried This Yet program is back with more innovative products for the self, family, and home, each delivering great performance. The Have You Tried This Yet program is also providing consumers with the opportunity to let their voice be heard with the Great Tryout Contest. Until October 3rd, the public will have the chance to vote for their favorite beauty, family, and home experts based on written and video submissions from the candidates. The women who receive the most votes in each category will become a member of the Trend Trio, earning the opportunity to blog on behalf of the campaign and share tips and advice with other women like themselves. Voting ends on Wednesday, October 3rd. For more on P&G's products and to cast your vote, visit facebook.com/PGEveryday. That's Lifestyles from P&G.
All right, Tony in El Paso, quick question about the green jobs for veterans. What's the question, Tony?
I was just pointing out that the topic that you had also about the up-and-coming solar panel company.
The company is looking for money from the feds?
Yes.
Yeah, they're not related at all. They have nothing to do. No, not one with the other. GreenJobsForVeterans.com. Check out.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.